3 hours.
And fined for illegal dumping on Kitu Ndola dual carriageway. Tembo Ward residents applaud electrification of Andrew Pierce Primary School. And in African news, a social media suspended in Gabon for spreading of false information. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. 3 women have been sentenced to 30 days of simple imprisonment and fined 150 kwacha each for illegally dumping waste along the Kitwe Ndola dual carriageway. Ruth Nawale, Mildred Sikozi, and Helen Mwape were apprehended on February 15, 2026 by officers from the Kitwe City Council during an operation targeting illegal waste disposal. Confirming the development, Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakweti said the trio appeared before the Kitwe Magistrate Court on February 17th, where they were convicted and sentenced. Ms. Nakweti disclosed that the court ordered each offender to pay 150 kwacha fine and serve 30 days at Kamfinsa Correctional Facility. She stressed that illegal dumping is an offence under Zambia's public health and solid waste laws, warning that the practice threatens public health, damages the environment, and tarnishes the city's image. Ms. Nakweti has since urged residents to use designated waste collection services, adding that enforcement operations will continue.
Kitwe City Council conducted an enforcement operation against illegal dumping along the Kitwe Ndola dual carriageway on 15th February 2026. The operation, which was carried out by the council police officers, led to the apprehension of 3 offenders who were detained at Usakile Police Station. On 17th February 2026, the offenders, namely Ruth Nawale of Chamboli, Mildred Sikozi of Mlenga Compound, and Helen Mwape of Chamboli, appeared before the Kitwe Magistrate Court, where they were convicted. The court fined each offender 150 kwacha and sentenced them to 30 days simple imprisonment to be served at Kamfinsa Correctional Facility. The council reminds members of the public that illegal dumping is an offence under the Public Health Act, the Local Government Act, as well as the Solid Waste Regulation and Management Act.
In a related development, a local government and rural development minister, Gift Sialuwalo, has urged Lusaka residents to take responsibility for maintaining clean drainages and promoting public health as the city continues to face sanitation challenges. Speaking during an interview with Kombon Ready News, Mr. Sialuwalo emphasized the need for collective action to keep Lusaka clean and help prevent the spread of diseases, particularly cholera outbreaks. He highlighted that proper waste management and good hygiene practices as critical measures in safeguarding public health.
But what is making these floods? It is the blockage of the drainage that goes over the waste that is caused in this drainage by ourselves, the residents of Osaka. And when such a situation happens, in terms of flooding and loss of cholera, everyone will ask for the government to say, let's do Ngoma Yanganeko. Yes, we have Yanganeko, but there are some issues that we can avoid so that the same resources can be applied somewhere else. So it's a clarion call to say we need to make sure that this waste management issue that we have, one we have accepted for so many years,
Residents of Mukushi Zetembo Ward have commended the electrification of Andrew Piazza Primary School, describing the project as a major milestone in improving education standards in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Area Councillor Margaret Nguluve said the availability of electricity at the school will enable pupils to access modern learning facilities, including computers, and help them acquire essential technological skills. Ms. Nguluwe added that the development will not only benefit learners, but also motivate teachers and enhance the overall teaching and learning process. She has since thanked the government for prioritizing infrastructure development in rural schools.
In Zetembo, it is the only government that we have. And moreover, when the children, you know, when they are learning these computers, it will help the learners because they were just learning, not doing practically. They were just learning computer like a introduction. So it will help the learners at least to have a good result in when they are doing this IFTC. And again, it's not only that, if at all Andrew feels it is being electrified, it will even help motivate even the teachers preparing the lessons. Yeah, and even studying, because there is no electricity there. You find that even the children, when they go in their homes, there are no electricity. At least if at that school has that electricity, it will even help the children for studying for prep.
Mufurila Zahanki Kalanga Ward Councillor Kosten Muziamba says residents are playing a critical role in supporting his office to curb vandalism in the area by promptly reporting suspicious activities. Mr. Mziamba notes that the strong cooperation between the community and local leadership has significantly contributed to protecting public infrastructure and ensuring that development projects are not disrupted. He explains that community vigilance has made it easier for the council to respond quickly to incidents of vandalism, thereby safeguarding resources meant to improve the welfare of the people. The councillor cited the recently constructed footbridge linking Kalukanya to Kawama West as one of the key developmental projects that has been protected through the collective efforts of residents.
We need to report any vandalism that is happening in their home, especially development that is being brought to the city. Whenever there's a problem with vandalism, the community should be able to report, because they are reporting of something that belongs to them. Well, if they keep quiet, it means they're killing themselves. They are not in support of the work that are being done. So to support